Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off from mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hee hee! King Shazir the Turbo! All rise for King Shazir the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, hey, King Shazam the Turtle.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I have my honorable knight, Justin's with me today, and I don't know who will fall in later or whatever. But I wanted to bring a subject to the table because I think it has to do with everything that's going on around us in the world. I posted a link in the Awake Radio chat room and the Shazizz Radio chat room of a page that I put together called America. And I guess I'll just go ahead and go ahead and read this out here. If you go over to the www.shazizzradio.com/America.html, you'll see right when you pop, when the page pops up, you'll see "Don't Hate America." Don't hate America. Hate the criminals who are hijacking America and the American dream. Americans are good people. I know this because I live with them and I am one of them. Don't hate me because I believe in the dream. I love my country and those who have fought and died to preserve it. Though many wrongs have been done in the name of America by evil people, it is not representative of the American people who come from all nations, races, and backgrounds. It does not represent the heart of a true American. We the people, my America has nothing to do with the corrupt government official version. American people love the people of all nations. We the people believe in freedom for all. Americans want a better world for everyone. If you hear the words democracy, it is not of America. America has never been a democracy. We are a representative republic and can and have been since the founding of our nation. Corrupt so-called leaders keep using this democracy to give you the illusion that everyone has a voice. Any so-called representative that uses this word is not representing America, but the corporations and the criminals slash traitors of America. They use phrases such as spreading democracy to the world. Only what they mean is the first step to tyranny. Our leaders have failed us. Our media has lied to us. Our teachers have cheated our children out of their future. Liberals have blindly ran into the devil's den out of ignorance. Patriots are all that stand between their evil and the future of America. They mock our God. They mock our Constitution. They mock our rights. They mock our veterans. They mock our freedom. They poison our skies, our foods, our environments, our schools, our minds, our homes, etc. And when it is all said and done, they mock us for speaking out against the madness. We, the people of these United States of America, are in the fight for our lives, our families, our freedom, and our sanity, while at the same time trying to save the world against perceived threats that we are propagandized into believing to be real. How can Americans know the truth with a media that wishes to control what we should think and believe? Don't hate America. The American people are up against the same evil as you, and we the people wish you no harm and would rather get together for a barbecue with you and your family than having our children fight with your children. Americans believe in life, love, freedom for all. This includes you. I put that together because I've been noticing a trend of people bashing America. You know, there's always been people overseas burning the flags of America. There's actually been people here on American soil burning the flag of America. regardless of whatever you think about that flag or the meaning, some symbolism behind it, regardless of whether you think, you know, back Illuminati, Freemasons, or whatever, however this country got here, there's been hundreds, if not millions, thousands, if not millions of people throughout the entire history of this nation that died for that flag in order to preserve freedom. The United States of America, at its founding, was a dream that has lasted over 200 or more years. Not even exactly sure how long. But it's lasted a long time. It's lasted longer than any nation in history. In the United States of America, it's a melting pot of people from all nations, foreigners that come here for the same dream that we have, the same freedoms that we have, they want. And to preserve those freedoms is, like Thomas Jefferson said, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance. You need to look into what that really means. The price to freedom means you have to continuously keep your eye on the evils that are around. When they asked, what have you given us? And the man said, I've given you a republic if you can hold on to it. The mainstream media, the so-called leaders of the free world, continuously use the word democracy, trying to tell everybody democracy. We're spreading democracy. When you hear the word democracy, you should run for the hills, because those folks aren't talking about the same kind of democracy that you believe in. Those folks are talking about the first step to tyranny, the first step to socialism, communism, Marxism, or whatever, all these different isms that seem to try to rule and control the freedoms and the lives and the sovereignty of the human being. In this nation, there are a lot of people. There's a lot of good people, and there's quite a few bad people as well. There's a big mixed pot of ideas and dreams and ideologies and everything under the sun. People wanting to live and make their world to suit what they want. But one thing stands true, that people are still coming to America. People still want to get here. Some folks want to get here to destroy America. Some folks want to get here to live and have an opportunity for education and jobs and homes and so on and so forth. This under the guise and the flag and the freedom of America, a lot of terrible things have been done throughout the history. Some of which we haven't been taught in school, and some of which we'll never even know about. There's a lot of forces behind the scenes that are in play, and the majority of all these forces are of the wealthy elite of the world that seem to want to monopolize every business and every resource and everything under the sun. But when it comes down to it, there's at least 320 million people in the United States. Out of all those people I've seen through my entire life, I don't see people that would watch somebody lay in a ditch with no shirt in the cold and starving and bleeding without lending them a hand. I've seen people go out of their way to try to help others. I've seen people just like I've seen and witnessed people from other nations that would do the same thing for humans. So when I hear people continuously degrading America, when I hear things about how bad America is, you know, it's been an America bashing episode for quite some time. America's being bashed from the inside by those who don't believe in the American dream. And it's being bashed from the outside by those who want to destroy what is the American dream. We have, like I said, a lot of issues that need to be addressed from the past, the way that America came about and the people that got stepped on throughout the history of America. it wasn't just the Native American Indians. It wasn't just the Chinese. It wasn't just the Irish. It wasn't just the French or all the different nations that came here that built this country. Came here for the dream. Many, many people throughout the entire history, even including into this very day, the way that our veterans are treated when they come home from these wars, that they've been propagandized into believing they're fighting for freedom, that they're fighting for democracy. Our soldiers should not be out fighting for democracy. Our country is a representative republic. It has always been a representative republic. And regardless of all the different tricks that they put out in there to corporate, turn the America into a corporation, those of us who call ourselves Americans still believe the dream that we are Americans. We still believe in the American dream that all men are created equal. And we believe our God-given rights are just that. Our God-given rights that no man can take away. Now we have a contract called the United States Constitution that is essentially a contract between our leadership and our government to let them know the do's and don'ts. Every so often there's an amendment that's added to the Constitution to maybe move it up forward in time or back in time or whatever. But that's the only documentation that stands between we the people and the corrupt tyranny of any government that would get out of control. We also have several branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of government for separations of powers. There are certain things that our president's not supposed to do. And we could get into all that, that this supposed president that's standing right now is violating every single issue on the deal. And you hear a whole lot of talk about the United Nations. In my view, Russia should be Russia, China should be China, Ireland should be Ireland, Scotland should be Scotland, America should be America, Canada should be Canada, and you should be proud of your country. You should be proud of your flag. You know, there's ism to it. There's a patriotism to it. But I don't think that our ism is the same ism that these folks out there think. Patriotism doesn't follow blindly into the night against all that's going on, all that's good. Patriotism isn't, in my mind and in my grandfather's mind, who was in World War II and took wounds, isn't following blindly into the deal and following illegal orders to harm anyone. The belief that they were fighting for was the belief that they were defending their nation against something. And during World War II, that something would have been Adolf Hitler and the terrible things that were done to the Jewish people in that time. And there's been terrible things done by other dictators throughout the entire world. There's continuously some sort of war, some sort of perpetual revolution going on around the globe. And that's something that's really important to remember, that while we're out here and we're doing what it is that we do, trying to make the world a better place, trying to bring about common sense, it's not going to come about via some government body called the United Nations, who so far their track record just flat out stinks. It's going to come about via we the people. It's going to come about common sense and love for humanity and one another. Respect for our differences and so on and so forth. But there's a movement out there within the mainstream media and within the alternative media and within the United States and all over the world to divide and conquer every one of us. You know, if you get Americans to hate America, if you get Americans to give up on the American dream, it's easy to get them to give up on their American flag, to throw their country away. Let's start off fresh. Let's build us a new flag. Hey, look, there's a pretty blue one. We could throw the UN flag up over Canada. We can throw the UN flag up over the United States. We can throw the UN flag up over China and Russia and Germany and Ireland, Scotland. We can wipe away all their heritages, all their history, and we can form a new one world system based on peace, hope, and love. The trick about this whole deal is who's in charge when it's all said and done. It's still a government body. It's not we the people. And under the guise of peace, hope, and love, and freedom, how many people will have to die? How many histories will have to be erased? The whole thing is that in the process of us trying to spread peace, hope, and love, we got to be careful when we talk out there, because I'm seeing a trend going on. There's folks that are continuously talking down America, continuously talking down the American flag. They want to ban the American flag in some states of the United States. They want to ban the American flag on a campus because they say the American flag is racist. You know, there's so much. There is so much going on. It is so incredibly overwhelming. But I'm an American. I was born here. I served my country. My grandfather. I come from a long line of military people who have also served their country. And as far as I'm concerned, they served it well and at a price. Each and every one of them had scars to show for the things that they believed that they were fighting for. And we could go into a long list of reasons why and who and how. But in their minds and their hearts, they believed that they were fighting for the American dream. Regardless of who said what at the top or who really did what. Any of the known conspiracies, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, the secret societies of the... Regardless of all that, those American people who went out there and sacrificed their lives, those folks that went out there and helped other people from other nations, the American people that gather up donations and they pass them over through charity organizations to all different points of the globe, those are the real Americans. Those are the folks who may have been lied to. They may have been deceived into going to do wrongs under the guise of we got to fight for freedom. We've got to fight to save America. So as people go about spreading all the information throughout the entire deal, you know, that you watch it, you can get on YouTube, you can get on Facebook and everywhere. All the police are bad. All the government's bad. Everything's corrupt. These folks who are behind the scenes pushing the buttons and stirring the pot, they want a revolution. They want a perpetual race war. They want a perpetual revolution of the people. And there's a lot of individuals out there who are literally falling for the scam. Democrats versus Republicans versus Libertarians. You got to kick God out of the school. You got to take the American flag out. Hey, Justin, could you?
Sorry.
Thanks. There has been episodes where the American flag was banned from a school on Cinco de Mayo Day. Cinco de Mayo, Mexican holiday. The American children were told that they couldn't wear American flag t-shirts in their own nation, in their own schools. That they had to respect the wishes of everybody else from other nations and not wear their American flag. Not wear a cross on their neck because that might offend somebody who might be Muslim. Or Buddhist or Hindu. the political correctness of the entire deal is a scam, just like the whole democracy scam that's been portrayed on the American people and the world. So it's a shame. It's a shame to see what's going on. It's a shame to see this nation falling into complete ruins. Now some folks out there would be rooting, yay, hooray, down goes America, you know. America's terrible. America deserves this. America deserves that. Which America are we talking about? Are we talking about the corporate version that's been hijacked by the elite, corrupt criminals of this world? Or are we talking about the American people such as myself? I wish nobody in this world any harm, and I love people. That's the way I was raised. That comes from my own personal spiritual faith, and that comes from my mother raising me the way that she did. I have a love and respect for other individuals in this world. And I believe in the American dream. I believe in the United States Constitution. The first three words on that deal is, we the people. Now, whether you want to call it a grand experiment or a grand illusion or and just an all-in-all-out lie. If that Constitution isn't no good, and if the book that I call my spiritual guidebook, the Holy Bible, can't be read or owned by me, or I can't talk about my beliefs, then everything that my grandfather fought for back then was all in vain. Everything, every bit of suffering that happened throughout the entire history of this world has all been in vain. I'm not one to sit there and allow that. You know, they burn the American flag. They call it free speech. Overseas, they burn the American flag because they call it the Great Satan. When I see anybody burn that flag, and I think about all the blood that was shed to preserve the dream that was behind that. When true Americans look at that American flag, they don't see maybe what you see from the outside looking in. And maybe they live in a bubble of a utopia that doesn't exist. But in their heart, they believe in truth, love, and freedom for all. That's what America's really about. The corrupt leaders and the corrupt media. If you needed to focus your anger, that's where your anger should be focused. Not against the American people. I've been helped out by black men and black women. I've helped black men and black women out myself. Some of us can look past the colors and the differences and the belief systems. I have friends who are atheist. I have friends who are Jewish. I have friends from all different backgrounds, all different belief systems, all different levels of society, from what would be classified as homeless to poor to working poor to the disappearing middle class all the way up to the wealthy. I learned how to, as I went through life, make friends and not enemies. I learned how to love and respect. And when I look at that American flag, I see hope. I see strength. And I also see love. And that makes me a fool for believing that. If I have truly been deceived, then America isn't America. If the dream isn't the dream, and we the people aren't we the people, and none of this, then it's all pointless what we're doing here. I believe that once America is gone, there will never be another America. There will be perpetual revolution throughout the entire world. People who believe in something that was a myth to most. They believed in freedom. At one point in time, there were folks that were actually free to speak. And now, you have to ask for permission from your government. This is what we're all fighting against from every nation. We are all fighting the same evil. From my own personal spiritual belief, I believe that we're not fighting against humans. We're fighting against demons or whatever you want to call them. But whatever's going on out there in this world for real is that we, the people of all nations, are in this boat together. Alan said, I try to remember to point out that when I talk about the damage and evil that is being done around the globe and within America by America, we'll point out that I am talking about the government of America, not the people of America. See, even Alan gets it. We have got to be careful out there because folks, they're trying to find the truth. They're trying to seek the truth. The truth, whether it's a God's honest truth or whatever, they want the truth. They're tired of being lied to. They're tired of being deceived. They're tired of being cheated. They're tired of watching the dumbing down of this world. You know, continuously, there's the same groups of people being elected to office, the same names over and over and over again. When was the last time you saw a poor man become president of the United States? A farmer, a mechanic, or just some working class individual who believes in the dream and wants to do the right thing, that wants to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? I honestly, truthfully believe that those at the top, those corrupt criminal entities, want to bring about in the United States of America, they want to bring about the Civil War. But before they bring about the Civil War here in the United States for their excuse to take over, they want to try to disarm as many individuals so that whenever they come in there to take over the rest of what's left over, that they don't get hurt in the process. They know they're doing wrong. Otherwise, they wouldn't be passing laws like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. Everything under the sun that bypasses the United States Constitution has been signed into law. The whole Obamacare health care lie scandal. Mark everybody with a microchip or whatever. It sounds like conspiracy theory. It sounds like some sort of Orwellian craziness. But it is indeed reality. And if it's not reality, it's the reality that's been pumped out there via the alternative media, the mainstream media, to keep everyone continuously living in fear. But as I said before, Americans, read that over there at shazizradio.com/America, HTML. And if you think that message is worthy of passing on, please pass it on. Because I want the rest of the world to know that it's not them we hate. And I'm hoping that it's the same case that we, the people, is not who they hate. We all have grievances against our governments. And we all need to find some sort of peaceful resolution in order to learn the system enough to turn it around or get rid of it and start off afresh. But regardless of how it all comes about, there will always be an American flag flying on my property. no matter if it becomes illegal. Because to me, that American flag represents a whole lot more than some stars and stripes on a piece of cloth. It represents, to me, all the sacrifice that have been made, not only by our veterans of the United States of America, but by the Chinese, the Japanese, the French, the Irish, the Scottish, the Canadians, the Germans. It represents, to me, this melting pot that we call the United States of America, that people from all over the globe came together under the idea, under the dream of peace, hope, and love, and freedom. And that is exactly what we're trying to find out here on Awake Radio, and Shaziz Radio, and Tina Sora Radio, and Scotty Sovereigns on the Land. We are all seeking solutions, hope, peace, love, and freedom. We're tired. We're battle-weary. We all want the same exact thing, and we're all preaching to the choir when we're talking to one another, but we need to bring this message not to just our circles, not just to our networks, but to our friends and their friends, and talk to the people. It's not going to do no good to ask for permission from any government, because the governments out there just don't get it. And they don't even know. They don't even know America. They don't even know the founding of America. They can't even tell you that America is a representative republic and not a democracy. And if they do know that, they're doing it deliberately to deceive everyone into believing that you have a choice and a voice. As long as they can keep the black man against the white man, against the Indian, and so on and so forth, as long as they can keep the pot stirred between liberals and conservatives and Democrats and Republicans and libertarians and so on and so forth, as long as they can keep the argument going between all of us, whether there is or isn't a God, whether there is or isn't a one world government, whether they are or aren't trying to spray poison in our sky, whether there is or isn't genetically modified food, whether the drugs are safe, the vaccines are poison, vice versa. If you look out there and you watch, there is a continuous battle going on between people, we the people, an information war of epic proportions. They've data mined everything. They've data mined and cataloged each and every one of you. You got a birth certificate that has a number on it that tells that you are alive. Can you remember a day back in the Native Indians' time whenever they had a birth certificate? They knew they were alive because they were standing right in front of somebody. They didn't need a piece of paper to prove who they were. They didn't need a document to say that they were alive. They just showed up. And somewhere along the line, somebody put a title on you. Somebody turned out what was the American Dream into a corporation. Do I agree with the Civil War? No, I don't agree with either side, because anytime you talk about war and harm and blood and death and destruction, I don't agree. Could have been a better way to go about it, but they did what they thought they had to do. Regardless of how we got here, right now we are here. And regardless of all the wrongs done to all the different people of this world, in this country, and abroad, here we are, together. We have Chinese living next to Japanese, living next to Koreans, living next to Vietnamese, living next to Africans, living next to Germans and Russians and all that. You know, there's a lighthouse that stands out on the shore near the ocean, that as people are going across them stormy seas, they can look out and they can see. They either know not to get too close, or that there is land there. an American people believe that we are a lighthouse, just like we believe that other people in other nations are lighthouses. We need one another. We need America to be America. We need Russia to be Russia. We need China to be China, and so on and so forth. What we need, what we the people of all nations need to do is hold all the media accountable for their lies. We need to hold all government officials accountable for their lies and their crimes. We need to not civil war against one another. We need to not have World War III. These folks out there who believe in things like Agenda 21 and Georgia Guidestones and depopulating the planet, they spread lies and propaganda and false science to you to get you to believe that we've got to do this, we've got to do that in order to save the world. They have you doing their work for them. They have you spreading their propaganda for them. When it comes to the American flag, if you look down underneath the this in the super chat room down there, you'll see Shaziz Radio supports the American flag and the American dream, and Shaziz Radio supports peace and love to all nations and people. That's what I believe in. So with that said, I've been rambling for quite some time. Justin, do you got anything you want to add to this?
I was just gonna go make a tea, but yeah, American, like you're saying, American, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Italian, we are all the same. But because of the money, it makes us selfish. It makes us only want things for ourselves because we only get a very, very tiny little bit of it that can only maintain our lives. So it makes us selfish. If there was no money, we would be happy.
Well,
we would be. Because if there's no money, that's when we need to come together. We need to help each other. We help each other now, but we do it in such a ignorant way.
Money, I agree with you. Money is the root of all evil because it's the money, man, that are getting the power and they're getting all the, you know, he who has the gold makes the rules. But even with a money system out there, And you're right, there are a lot of greedy people, a lot of selfish people, but understand
they're forced to be.
People, it is not as easy as it appears to be an American. People think that, well, you know, Americans got it made. Well, actually, we don't got it made, because if you look into what is really going on in this nation, you will understand that the majority of the American people are a slave to that almighty dollar. They have to get that almighty dollar so that they can stay warm in the winter and stay cool in the summer to run their utilities and so on and so forth. They are taxed after tax after tax. They are propagandized into going across to foreign nations and either killing somebody else or having their body parts blown off or losing their life. And all of this they do under the guise of the American dream. We got to preserve the American dream, but their version of the American dream isn't my American dream. It's not Justin's American dream. It's not the immigrants that come to the United States. It's not their American dream. The corporate dream that these elitists out there believe in, and the people at the bottom down there who believe themselves to be doing something better, the ends don't justify the means.
One more thing to say before I go make a tea. As far as Agenda 21 and all that, the Georgia Guidestones and all that stuff, to me, I believe in natural perpetual balance. And we play God, which is not right. I tell my girlfriend, I tell my friends, if I have another heart attack, please do not call. I was supposed to go, but because somebody played God, I'm still here.
Well, brother, I'm glad you're
still here. And that's natural perpetual balance. We have so many butterflies. We have so many bees. We have so many deer. Because they don't play God. They do not play God. They live in peace. They mind their own business. There's no borders, no boundaries. There's no temptations for them. Look at the bear. We provide a temptation for him. We leave the garbage outside our house. That's not natural for the bear.
Well, and you know, that man has pretty much encroached on what used to be their land. I mean, it's understandable. Yeah, there's a lot of population, but the population's crammed into tiny spots, tiny areas, when there's so much land out there that isn't even being used. There's you know, there's people that literally build their houses where there is no land. They build entire communities on the water.
On the water, in the mountains, man's lived everywhere on its mother.
Well, I'm a firm believer that we can live in harmony with nature. We can not dump oil and trash down in our streams, and we cannot, you know, pollute. We could do everything that we can to work in harmony with nature. You know, if you have to use a tree, use one that's already dead or dying, and plant a new healthy tree. You know, replenish what you take away. There are communities out there that believe that actually replenish as they're using, you know. Let the land rest for a while. Use another piece of land.
Life on Earth should be no different than the movie Avatar.
Well,
peaceful. Living in a tree, knowing your mother. This is our mother. We walk on our mother. We got to take care of her. She takes care of us. She provides life to us.
Well, you know, if
you know, the average kid doesn't even know three different types of rocks in one family group. By that I mean like igneous or a sedimentary group. Kids know more symbols and signs than they know knowledge.
Something's wrong with
of their true existence.
Something's wrong with your microphone. You got a bleep going on there. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, prime example is the waters. The waters of the world aren't natural. They're not pure, you know. If you look out there at this world and you think about the different communities that allow things like fluoride and chlorine and what God knows whatever else in the drinking water under the guise of purifying it, then you have to realize that water is not by any means natural, which can't be healthy, you know. It's stripped of all of its natural nutrients and everything necessary to... We're three-quarters water. We're a walking chemistry set, man. And you throw that chemistry off balance and you're sick. And these folks at the top, they gotta know that, you know. These folks that are in these corporations, they can't be so stupid that they know they wouldn't even eat their own product, but they'll sell it to you. You see where I'm coming from? It's a total lack of common sense. When it all comes down to it, we're all talking about the same doggone thing. We've been asleep for so long as a society, as a world community. We can't put our faith in the United States government or the Russian government or the Chinese government. We have to put our faith in our knowledge and teachings of our children and we the people. Not everybody's meant to be a leader. But who's to say the leader has to be some corrupt individual from some, whether secret society or mafia-style crime family or whatever? It always seems to end up being the same ones in office that are of scandal after scandal after scandal, lies and propaganda. And it seems to always be the wealthy who are going there to represent. If anyone in this world should be representing the people, it should be those out there who know what it feels like to suffer. an individual who's been out on the farm all of his life and working, and he knows what it means to try to make a living and feed the country with his hard labors and his family's labors. In my view, we should take care of our elderly because they built the nation, and we should take care of our veterans because they protected the nation. We should take care of our farmers because they fed the nation, and we should take care of our teachers before our teachers disappeared. Now, there may be some good-hearted individuals out there who are in the teaching, but they're not given the opportunity to teach like the teaching that they were going to become. They were set down with things that they had to teach and things that they couldn't teach. They couldn't bring that child to a state of thinking for himself. They couldn't give that child any free will whatsoever to think and to use critical common sense and thinking in order to learn, to truly learn. And the distortions in the history, like Zeke said, they exist by spreading the negativity. And we, inevitably, we feed that beast because we go to their stores and we go to their shops and their movies and we buy their propaganda and we keep them wallets filled up so that they can live high on the hog. They'll preach propaganda to you. They'll tell you about the bogus science, and they will tell you that you got to reduce your carbon footprint while the hypocrite's flying across the sky in a corporate jet or driving down the street in a limousine. That should be the first notification. That should be the first red flag to, if you can't practice what you preach, get down off the stage. If you stand before your congregation as a servant, then in my mind, you're preaching the way that you should be preaching. But if you're standing above the congregation as the king, then you're in the wrong. And we, the people of these United States of America, and we, the people of Canada, and we, the people of Russia, and China, and Japan, and Ireland, and Scotland, we, the people, are fed up. And they want to continue to push our backs to the wall over and over and over again. Continuously see how far that they can push us. See how far that they can drive us mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. We're allowing a few, a small minority of this world, to torment every individual from every nation. We're allowing these folks to do this by supporting them. What do you do? Who has the answer? Stop paying your taxes? Stop going to their stores? Who has the answer? I submit that we, the people, have the answer. And when it comes down to the final outcome, and the American people, and the Russian people, and the Chinese people, and the Japanese people, and so on and so forth, when all these people's backs are so far against the wall and they have no other alternative but to fight, then we will see the worst day in the history of time. There are supposedly people over there in the Middle East that are beheading people. There are people supposedly in America, and not in, maybe possibly in America, but in Africa, beheading people for their beliefs. Because I'm a Christian, I must die. Whether it is or isn't happening, because I don't know, because I can't trust anything coming from the mainstream media. And I have to be super skeptical about what I see in the alternative media, because those folks who are in control of the mainstream media send people out there to stir the pot. To keep the white man against the black man, against the Indian, and so on and so forth. The evil that we are all up against, regardless of what you want to call it, Satan, crime, corruption, Illuminati, Freemasons, they're all the same in every nation. It's going to take wisdom of every single individual in every single nation to stand up and do the right thing at the right time. When you open that powerful word, whenever you open that powerful weapon that we call our mouth, and you expel the ammunition which we call our voice, your words are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Sky Streak said CNN has new terms and conditions for using its website. That should throw up a flag. That's one of the things that people need to really seriously pay attention to, the terms and conditions. When we got on this beast that we call the World Wide Web, the Internet, it continues to grow, and folks use it to propagandize, and folks use it to data mine and everything like that. And you need to read the terms of service of everything, because underneath that terms of service it says that they are allowed to spy on you. You gave them permission to do so. So now they're spying on you so that they can not only market certain products to you, they're spying on you in case you get out of line. They know your likes, your dislikes. They know your friends. They know your family. They know everything there is to know about you. And it's all funneled into one general vicinity towards control from governments of the world, who at this time in history are fighting amongst each other to see who's going to be the top dog of the log. And they're doing it at your expense. They're doing it at the world's expense. So much needs to be addressed out here in this world. We need to find out if the Fukushima deal out there is a real deal. We need to find out what's going on. We need to find out why fish are dying off, why birds are dying off, why all the different wildlife is dying off. We need to find this out. We need to address it. We can't wait around for the governments of the world or the mainstream media to even talk about it. We, the people, have to go stand on the shores and look and see for ourselves what is the truth. We don't have time to sit around and hope that the governments of the world will have a change of heart, or that the mainstream media is going to have a change of heart and find some sort of enlightenment. I must tell the people the truth, what is really going on. All the continuous struggles of mankind throughout the history of time have all been in vain. If you and me and our brothers and sisters around the world do not stand up, there will be no future for the generations of our children and their children. There will be no future. We need to clean up this earth. We need to clean up our planet and take care of the life blood that feeds us, our waters, our plants, our animals. It should be something that everyone believes in. Dropping a bomb on a foreign nation isn't cleaning up the planet. Shooting out of a barrel of a gun depleted uranium towards the so-called enemy isn't cleaning up this world. Planting landmines by the millions over in foreign countries for the so-called perceived enemy isn't cleaning up this planet. When children have to watch where they walk, and when people have to go out there and risk their lives to uncover old landmines that could kill or potentially maim an innocent individual stepping on that landmine. The evils of man are that. They are the evils of man. In my spiritual belief, they call that dude Satan. The Antichrist, the devil, Beelzebub, or whatever you want to call him. Evil's evil, no matter how you look at it. And the only ones that can stand up against evil are those who are in the presence of evil. And brothers and sisters out there, we are definitely standing in the presence of evil. But we are not helpless. We are not beyond hope. And the day that we lay down the evil, and the day that we give up on the dream, the day that we believe ourselves to be out of time and helpless, that's when we're done. That's when the book stops being written.
Nambaxes.
Well, I'm an American. I believe in my American flag. I think I'm going to keep it. I think I might go out and buy me a few extra ones and put them up on all four points of my compass on my property. I think I'm going to do that. But my version of the American flag and my version of the American dream isn't the one that these so-called representatives of the world are portraying. Are you from Canada or from the United States, Justin?
Well, I am from Canada, yes. It's the same thing as the United States. The King, George, owns the land of America, and Princess Elizabeth owns the land of Canada. So we are the same.
Well, you know what?
We're just labeled. We're branded.
The King don't own it anymore. The King don't own my property. And if anyone out there wants to allow the king or the queen to own their property, then so be it.
Keep paying taxes.
I stand on this land right here. Let the king or queen or send the king or queen's minions over to take my land from me. They may do me in. But I'll be doggone if I'm not going to stand up and fight for what I believe in. And that's the American dream. That's my property. That's my freedom. This is my country, and I'm going to stand up in my own yard, and I'm going to defend my family and everything I got with all that I got. I'm drawing my line in the sand right here. This is my home. This is where I will die, right here. And hopefully I'm going to die of old age. But if it comes down to any corrupt, elite, government, black, jack-booted thugs come rolling up in here with their army tanks, they're going to have to fight to get what they want. It may be a short fight because I'm getting old. But nonetheless, it's going to be a fight. And I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's a t-shirt out there with a little mouse on it, and he's sticking up his finger at this eagle that's flying over the top of him, and on that shirt it says, "The Last Great Act of Defiance." And I'm gonna be that mouse when that eagle flies over the top of my house. You know, a dream is just that. It's just a dream. But to me, the dream of making this world a better place is a worthy enough cause that I can see that down the line, if I don't even make the attempt to make that dream come true, that my children and their children and so on into the future don't have a snowball's chance in you know where. Because if I don't stand up and do something now at this time, and I can see with my own two eyes and hear with my own two ears what's going on in this world, and I can visualize the path that we're on leading to sheer destruction if something isn't done, if something isn't said, if some sort of wheels don't start turning to get this ship to turn around, They weren't going over the falls in the barrel, so to speak. We're going off the cliff in the bus. I, for one, don't like the way that it looks. I don't like the looks of the future from this point to that point. What I want to see is some real serious we the people change. I want to see some people believing in themselves enough to not want to jump off a bridge. I want to see some people believing in themselves enough to go up and stand up and put their voices in front of their representatives and saying, look, if you can't do the job, we're moving you out and we're putting somebody else in there who will do the job. And going up and standing in front of an army of police who look more like the military than they do servants of the community, that's not going to do it. And allowing these representatives to have so-called diplomatic immunity or amnesty against you protest over here behind the fence, you don't go anywhere near this guy right here because he's in charge, he's the elite, and we got to protect him. Whenever his job was there to protect you to begin with, you don't even have a voice if you can't stand in front of that man, look him eye to eye, and ask him, why are you doing this against our country? You see what I'm saying?
For the royalty of the world to remain in control, that's the way it's got to be played out. We don't need to go up there and fight or even talk. All we need to do is just stop paying our taxes.
Well, there's a lot of people.
We can still use money. You have a store. I could come to your store. Hey, it's just this. How much for the lock? Okay. All right. No taxes.
There are a lot of people that are so afraid of what is known as the IRS, the internal.
They're not even part of the United States.
They are so afraid.
Neither is NASA, neither is the FBI, neither is Homeland Security. They're not part of the United States. The United States holds various shares in those companies.
The program we put down in there, either you're with us or against us, Jesuits. You know, I didn't even know what the heck Jesuits was all about. But I heard a whole lot of different stuff out there, and I started listening about Jesuits and Jews and this and that. And every time I turned around, there was some sort of label put on some sort of people out there. The whole thing is, regardless of what their name or their label or whoever you think, the anti-Semitics that goes on describing different cultures and different beliefs, it all boils down to the same exact thing. And you pointed it out, Justin. It's the doggone money system. And the money system out there wouldn't be bad if you didn't have somebody behind the scenes killing and looting and pillaging and stealing just to get that money. What we need to do is, once we do recognize that there are organizations out there, instead of trying to make war against that individual, we stop feeding them the lifeblood, which is the money that they need to do what it is that they're doing. You know, an army can only support itself as long as the supplies are there. But if you're giving that army more bullets, and you're giving that army more bombs and guns and ammunition, whatever, if you're feeding that base, then that base has power, just like governments. Just like secret societies out there, if you're feeding them, you give them power. And when you recognize that there is a corrupt government official out there, you stop feeding him. And you voice out to the media. We don't. It's easy to voice out to the media because every time you turn your channel on there, there's a little timer that goes on inside your TV that tells them how long you watch certain shows and what channels you're surfing on. And they get their ratings off of that. And so if you delete, if you don't like Fox News Channel, then delete it from your doggone TV. Don't give them credit. If you don't like any of the mainstream news, don't even click on their channels. And when they get tired of their ratings going down so far that all their advertisers are bailing out on them because they can't earn a living, then they'll start telling the truth. Yeah, Zeke, there is a train just went by out there. It's amazing because these trains out here that go by, they're so heavy that they literally vibrate the ground and they're at least a quarter mile away. So they're moving some weight there.
I removed TV from my house. My daughter only gets to watch a movie at nighttime, one movie. She has to be playing her guitar, doing her gymnastics, stretching, learning math. I'm very conditioning on my child because I understand what she has to go through as an adult.
Well, you know,
I make it rough on her now to make it easier on her later.
I just, you got an idea how you want to raise your child, and that's a good thing, and you're trying to do something positive towards the future, and that is a good thing. You got to be careful about who else is teaching your teacher, who else is teaching your child, because, you know, the things that I've heard that go on in the schools and the way that I see that the schools are set up like little mini prisons. They actually did a documentary one time where they showed inside of a prison and then they showed inside of a school, and they went and asked certain individuals, all right, which one's the prison and which one's the school? And most generally, the most folks said the school was the prison and vice versa. But the majority of them said the school was the prison because it looked just like a prison. Cameras in the hallways, metal detectors at the door. You know, it's nuts.
I'd like to say something about schools. My daughter, the school is across the street. She went to school. It's the middle of winter, minus 22 outside. They had a fire drill. If the school is having a fire drill, that means it's a drill. They should be prepared for it. If it's at 2 o'clock, the teachers for the kindergarten class and the senior kindergarten class and the grade 1s and 2s and 3s and 4s, they should know, okay, it's coming at 2 o'clock. I'll have the kids get their coats on at 10:02 because it's winter. Now, because my child did not get a coat on or gloves or a hat or boots, her feet were soaking wet, she was sick, her face was rashed, they put my daughter's life in jeopardy. She could have gotten pneumonia and died. It's a drill. They're aware of this drill. They know it's coming at 2 o'clock. Have the kids prepared. It's 22 below zero outside. If my daughter's life is not in jeopardy from a fire, there's no reason for her to run outside and stand there for 15 minutes. Yeah, it was not closed.
Therein lies the education and responsibility, man. I'm just like, you know, the
school. Yeah, school's a safe haven. It is a safe haven. I'm supposed to be able to go drop my kid off and do whatever because I should feel 110% safe.
Well, unfortunately,
and I don't know more.
Unfortunately, over here in the United States, there are those who pretty much use the school system as a babysitter, you know, and they don't pay any attention to what, you know, because everybody wants to believe that they can believe the news. Everybody wants to believe that their government ain't corrupt. Everyone wants to believe that their teachers have the best interest in the children and so on and so forth. But it's not always the case.
Paycheck.
You know? We
send our kids there because it's a babysitter, because we have to get that hydro bill paid. We have to get that gas bill paid. We are too busy chasing money, and we do not make enough time for our own children and acknowledge them, because we have to get the bills paid.
Well, and that's why I'm so heavy into alternative energy, because even though it's not going to solve the entire problem of the world, it could relieve enough burden on the average Joe if they didn't have to worry about paying an electric bill every month, and they would be able to have that extra funds needed to, you know, take care of things. You know, and it's like I said, it's not going to solve every issue out there in the world, but anything is a step forward, you know. When you know that there's technology out there for clean energy and so on and so forth, and yet it's still not being implicated via, you know, the excuse is this. If you shut down the power companies, then the doggone people won't have jobs. That's the biggest hockahooey in the history of hooey that I know. Because when you shut one power company down, you're still going to have a manufacturing company on the other side to manufacture whatever it is that you're bringing back up to replace it. You know, it's insanity, and sometimes I just get so doggone frustrated. I just want to lay down and go to sleep, man. Because this entire system, it just makes absolutely no sense. You watch those shows like The Day After Tomorrow or Armageddon or whatever, and you see those massive calamities coming, you know, right? And okay, yep. It's just on TV. But right now, we have the tools, the technology to build ourselves individual arcs or massive arcs just in case just such an emergency happens. And so if you want to preserve all of humanity, wouldn't it be like a little bit more wiser to prepare ahead of time and start trying to take care of people instead of fight with people? You know? Build yourself some earthquake-proof houses, some flood-proof houses, and so on and so forth. Average Joe can't afford to do that by themselves, but the world as a whole could do it together out of a need for preserving humanity. You know? It's not beyond the realms of possibility. And even this so-called dream of a utopia is not even beyond the realms of possibility. But as long as we're feeding the beast that wants control of our minds, our bodies, our spirituality, and so on and so forth, as long as we continue to feed that beast, it's going to continue to do what it does. You think the rich man feels bad about you when he's driving down the road sipping champagne out of a crystal glass while you're sitting there drinking out of a Dixie cup in a house that's falling down on you?
The best one was here in Canada that I've seen. The G20 summit, the riot that happened in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They were actually doing what you were just saying. They were up on the 10th story building in the balconies drinking champagne while people are fighting each other and smashing store windows down below.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they were doing. It's all on YouTube. You could find all that up. Toronto G20, people drinking champagne on balcony, watching. They're all rich. You can tell the way that they were dressed and everything. Rich is rich. And they're watching it. They're getting a kick out of it. They enjoy us fighting.
Well, and
fighting is not the way.
There's the thing. You can't sell drugs if nobody's sick. You can't sell bullets if nobody's shooting each other. You can't sell guns and ammunition, army tanks, and all that kind of stuff if there ain't no wars. And if people out there are starving in the world, hey, you don't have to take it out of your wealthy gold stack. All you got to do is put a picture of a crying baby on the TV, and the soft-hearted American people will throw their money at you. And they say, 80% of every dollar goes towards that baby being fed. Well, why didn't 100% of every dollar go towards feeding that baby? Why weren't the governments of the world pitching in to go feed that baby? And if you have a powerful army and there are people in between you and that baby that they want to steal the food before it ever even gets to that baby, then you take your powerful army and you walk it in there and hand deliver it. And you lift that baby up out of that dirt and you put some clothes and food in that baby's belly.
That's right. They take every little bit of money back that they can through any kind of gimmick that they can. You look at number one cause of killing people is cigarettes. It's like $10 per pack of cigarettes here in Canada. And the farmer actually probably only gets 50 cents for a bale.
Well, you know,
the rest is tax. That could pay for the deficit alone. The deficit on alcohol, or the tax on alcohol, can pay for the deficit as well.
You hit on a key point of all this whole deal. Now, if you look out there in just America alone, and I know it's going on in Canada and other nations as well, every single individual out there has some sort of vice. They're either addicted to nicotine, caffeine, alcohol, drugs of some sort, anything to numb reality, and to the extent that, you know, some folks, they just smoke cigarettes like they're going out of style because they're just so freaking edgy, and the other only other alternative would be to pick up a bottle of whiskey or to shoot a needle in their vein or pop some pills or do something to, you know, like Pink Floyd song, Comfortably Numb, you know?
Yes. And then if you want to get off of those drugs, they give you methadone, and methadone was created by Hitler.
Well, and there
it's
you go,
it's a synthetic
man.
Heroin.
You know, the programmer says Jesuit propaganda. The whole thing is, all of it is propaganda. And a lot of people are repeating propaganda. We don't know what's going on out there in the world, because in my neighborhood, I can look out the window and I don't see bombs falling. I don't see a terrorist behind every bush. I don't see all this stuff. And so I get my news off of the internet. I get my news off the TV. I get my news off the radio. And I have to believe that these guys are going to tell the truth, but they don't. And so there's people out there trying to convince people that there is or isn't a God, that there is or isn't a one world conspiracy, that there is or isn't a Planet X, that there is or isn't aliens, and so on and so forth. And all it's doing is sickening people to the point where they're so freaking depressed and so drugged up, do you understand what I'm saying? This system that we're talking on right now, how many people do you know who could put down their cell phone? How many people that you know could shut off their TV or their cable or their doggone PlayStations or their Nintendos or whatever? How many people do you think could shut off the technology that surrounds us right now that is not only freaking spying on us, it's cataloging us, it's propagandizing us? In this beast system that we are on right now, this World Wide Web is literally sucking us in. But yet, at the same time, we have to use this doggone thing to be able to talk to each other.
Yes and no. We can get off of the AC plug, and we can still talk to each other.
Well,
we know we can.
What we need is a people web. What we need is everybody out there who believes in the dream to literally start building an internet that is not reliant on what we've got going on right now. Wireless, mobile servers all over the freaking globe that you could literally communicate from nation to nation without using this advertisement system that they got going on. They say it in all the doggone terms of agreement that they're going to use they're not going to give your information to nobody, right? That's a lie. They sell your information to people. They use everything that you go on out there and look on the internet via the cookies or whatever to sell you stuff. If you go look up things on eBay, the next time you get on eBay, there'll be a whole bunch of stuff on there that's related to what you searched. And Google has gotten so powerful that it can literally spell check you and find what you're looking for before you get the first couple letters out. And so that ought to be something.
And then you start getting text messages and ads on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah.
You get these calls from telemarketers that say, hey, you know, I'm selling you insurance. I got this for you. You know, you won the lottery. And people are so distracted that they can't see it.
Well, I wouldn't say that everybody's distracted. 2 weeks ago, I took my daughter on Thursday to gymnastics. She also had a bring a friend slip. So she brought her friend Gracelyn, and me and her father, we sat at Tim Hortons for 2 hours while the gymnastics went on, and we talked. He's grade 12. He's been in school. he's got his welding certificates. He cannot find a job. He can go find a job at McDonald's or Wendy's, but there's only one of those here in our town. So he can't get a job.
You know something?
And he is awakening. He opened up his backpack. I was surprised. He's like, here's Bill Nye. Here's another book. And he's awakening. Everybody is awakening. They're trying to sell us and push so much because they know this is the last moment they got, and they're trying to remain on top.
I believe that
they're scared.
I believe that you're right, that people are awakening. And I almost see almost like little tribal kind of things going on right now because, you know, everybody's got their own view on what the world is and whether, you know, it's an illusion or a hologram or, you know, we're living inside a giant sphere or we're not spinning or we are spinning, so on and so forth, because they've, you know, out here on the internet, researched the information out the eyeball. And you can go around in different communities and you can talk to different individuals and you can hear all these different stories. It's almost like a road warrior style tribal, you know, people are freaking the heck out. But they are waking up. They're waking up to the reality that something in this world stinks. Something ain't right. You know, and they're reaching out in every single direction trying to find their spiritual truth.
And man awakens because they're in such a struggle, because they awaken because they've always been chasing the money, and now the money's not there, so they're learning who they are, learning what they are on, learning where things come from, how they're made. They're looking outside the box, just like our forefathers did, like William Gilbert, Michael Faraday, Isaac Newton, Plato, Tesla, all of those people carved our world the way it is now.
But here's the thing, though, you know, we all believe in our own truth according to what we've learned. And so with that said, we all have our own points of views, whether it be religious or non-religious or political or non-political and everything. And if we're all going to be out here seeking the truth, we have to understand that not everybody believes exactly the way that you believe. Not everybody believes the same stories that you were told. And there's so many stories out there. And so we got to be really careful about saying that this particular group of individuals is the one behind everything under the sun, and overlooking the fact that this particular individual may or may not be behind everything under the sun. But while we're sitting here talking about, like, America, for example, and all you're hearing is burning the American flag, America, the people are stupid, American people are evil, and Americans are listening to this, and they're like, well, I'm not evil. Now you got this fight going on behind the scenes, you know, screw you and bleepity bleep and all back and forth. It's back and forth continuously. Americans against non-Americans, Christians against Buddhists, atheists against Muslims, the New Agers against them all, or whatever. And all this, you know, there's lizard people, there's aliens, there's so different many versions of everything that's going on out there. And as long as we are sitting there arguing amongst each other, we're not focusing on the dang bullet that's coming towards us. We're not focusing on the true direction or you know, where it's coming from. We all know that the dollar rules the world. And if it ain't the dollar, it's the ruble or the mark or whatever, the yen. That all the different money systems of the world that rule the world. He who has the gold makes the rules. Now we need to change that mindset for everybody out there and say that if you're going to know that you're going to give this man a dollar and you're going to give him power over you, then you need to know that man before you give that dollar to that man.
Imprison you. Capital diminutio maxima. And I think the word you were looking for was omnipresence. Capital diminutio maxima is where you sign your rights away. It's on your health card, all capitals, on your driver's license, all capitals. To get a job legally for the government, you have to sign a piece of paper, and your social insurance number is sold on the stock market. So that's how they can imprison us, because we are literally saying, yes, we will follow through with this, or you can imprison us.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, though, if you're going to not use the dollar, and you can do it without using the dollar, if you can go into a bartering system, then more power to you. That's better for the whole deal. But if you are going to use the dollar, you better use that dollar wisely. You know, you better know where that dollar came from. You better know where that dollar is going, because the nifty little diamond could be from one of the blood diamonds from one of the people out there, corrupt individuals who literally killed. There's blood on that diamond. That shirt that you bought at Walmart may be from a little child somewhere in some third world country being forced to work in a factory. Or it might be that company that you're supporting may be the one who's down there polluting the waters of a foreign nation because they can't get by with it here in the United States, so they go somewhere else to do it. And it's not just the United States that does it. China does it to their own people, and they don't care, because China's a communist country, and if you get out of line over there, they'll just shut you down. You see what I'm saying? The power in the spoken word. The power in your actions, the power in your dollar bill, and the knowledge in your mind.
You could even see it in China. China is changing. Look how long they had a protest for. They shut down the entire main street in the middle of China.
One of my favorite pictures.
Hundreds of thousands of people. That's a change in China.
One of my favorite pictures is that one man standing in front of the army tanks. You know, he's essentially, you know, hey, I've had enough. We need to stop this, you know. One man standing. Yep. There's a picture out there. I think they, Tiananmen Square or where, I don't remember where it was at, but there's a picture out there on the internet of one single individual man standing out in front of a whole bunch of army tanks. You know, I'm pretty sure he had enough.
I think it was a 17 or 18 year old boy that started that whole protest in China too, and it was all over school. I can't remember the details, but it was amazing.
Hey, I want to address something I see in the chat room right there.
Sure.
It's really important. You know, deprogram put in collapse of debt in U.S. petrodollar gold backed. I can't even read that. Anyway, FEMA cities like Detroit or whatever. What's going on here? You know, this all the talk about the FEMA camps and all the talk about the corrupt governments is the red flag that should tell you, the individual out there, to prepare. To prepare for a dollar collapse, to prepare for whatever natural calamity, and be ready to defend yourself, your family, and your neighbors away from anybody that would harm them. If somebody's trying to drag your neighbor off to a FEMA camp, and you stand with that neighbor, you understand what I'm saying? Until
yep.
We, the people who are the majority, realize and recognize that the system isn't working right, until we start standing up and building our own little township councils or communities and setting aside, look, hey, when all heck breaks loose, we got this barter system that we're going to use. We're going to trade product for product. You know, if you got some flour and I got some sugar and you need sugar and I need flour, then we'll swap what we need together. You know, you build this so that whenever the thing does go to heck in a handbasket, that you're not totally reliant on the government. And you defend your neighbors against those who would come there under the guise of keeping the peace or continuity of government and try to steal away from you or your family.
That's exactly what I'm doing here in Southern Ontario. Is in 2012, we bought a church and it's all registered. Everything's legit now. Now I can advertise and do whatever and get it out there. So,
if you want to build a United Nations, then build a united people, all right? Leave that system that's out there with the nifty old blue flag with all the sacred geometry tree going on it and all the hidden symbology and all that crud. Leave that off to the side. If you want to build a real United Nations, then you build it from the ground up. You build it from the people up. You go out there and you talk to the farmer and ask him to be an ambassador for his community. And you go out there onto the Indian reservations and you find one of the chiefs or one of the representatives of that nation and you ask them to be an ambassador. And you go into every single community in every single nation and you find real people who get it to be ambassadors. And together, you guys can come together wherever. Skype or, I don't know, centralize someplace or just take turns going to each other's house and address each other's problems and try to work things out with common sense and solutions based on love and common sense. You build your United Nations. You build your one world idea, not a one world government that can go corrupt. Individuals who you trust, who you can see that from their fruits of their labor that they've been consistent throughout their entire life, they've taken care of their neighbor. You find those people, they are there. There are thousands of them, millions of them. Those will be your ambassadors for the one world that you want to create, the utopia that you want to bring about, saying, look, hey, I got resources over here, you got resources over there. In worst case scenario, the whole system collapses. We can still work hand in hand and we can just let them make the mistakes that they make. And we will survive. It's going to be the person that is right now sitting on the couch to wake up and realize that the world's falling down, Rome's burning, you know, before anything gets done. But by that time, whatever you got when the collapse happens, that's what you got. Those are your resources. If it's a couple weeks, you might be all right. Maybe a couple months, you might be starting to get a little slim. A couple years, if you make it that far, you might very well be in trouble. And so if you learn how to garden, if you learn how to do alternative medicine, like, for example, if you look down here on the Shaziz radio chat room, the super chat room, you notice I threw up another link, Roxby Health Supplies. They're over in Australia. So if you're in Australia and you need some natural, world-class natural health care supplies, you go over there and you buy them from them. I'm not getting no kickbacks from them. They're just people that are trying to do something decent for the world, trying to earn a living, you know? And if you need ministry, there's people out there. John Soglide's out there. He's got a ministry out there. Open Range Fellowship, they got a ministry. Whatever you believe in, TeslaMaker.com. There's things in alternative energy. Revolution Green Fund for a 3D printer. And there's so many different people out there trying to do something good. Support them. Shaziz Radio ain't taking no money from nobody. So I'm putting this information out there because I believe that they're trying to do something decent. So if you can support anybody, yeah, if you've got a link and you need supported, if you need me to put a link up for your GoFundMe account or whatever, if you need another chat room or whatever, anything that keeps us all coming together with common sense, peace, hope, and love, and moving forward with whatever we can do to ensure that our children have a better future than what we've had to contend with or our founding fathers or all the people there in between had to deal with. We don't want our children going into any more wars. We don't want starving babies to be starving. We don't want people being homeless. We don't want people being cold. We don't want people being sick. We want the world to be decent at the very least. These crooks out there, these criminals, these traitors to our nations, they say things on there, it's painful to watch because they're saying, well, the American people think the 50% of the American people think this guy is doing a good job, or that gal's doing a good job, or 60% don't trust this guy or this guy. They're continuously telling you what all the American people believe, and if you actually go out there and talk to the American people, you understand that they believe something totally different than what was going on there. So, to know your neighbor means to get out there and visit your neighbor. To get out there and learn what your neighbor believes in. If your neighbor is a freaky freako of epic proportions, you might want to steer clear of him. But you need to know that he's a freaky freako of epic proportion in case the apocalypse shows up. He may be the first one to smash your door down and try to steal what you got. But if you don't know your community, if you're not out there socializing with your community, not to try to build some sort of special interest group that goes out and lobbies Congress to get them to try to turn over a new leaf, which they're not going to do because they're in the pockets of the corporation, or they're being blackmailed or bribed, or all of the above. If you want to find somebody who hasn't been bribed, go to the farmer. The farmer will tell you like it is. Nobody paid him off. He's just trying to survive. He's trying to feed his family. He's trying to raise the food that he can bring to market that will feed the nation. The military guy, he's trying to do what he believes is his patriotic duty to take care of and defend and uphold the United States Constitution. And there are people that are above him that don't care about that. All they want to do is what they want to do, because the military-industrial complex out there is a money-making machine of epic proportions. If I can get these two nations fighting together, I can sell them both guns. If I can keep this nation over there sick, I can make a whole lot of money on my product. Why sell a cure to the common cold if you can get money every time somebody has to pick up a Kleenex and wipe their snotty nose, for Pete's sake? Common sense dictates if you find a cure for the common cold, you go by a whisper campaign and you tell your neighbor about it, who tells their neighbor about it, and so on and so forth, and you don't ask the Food and Drug Administration, you just heal the people. You see what I'm saying, man? You do what's right. You don't ask for permission. You wouldn't ask for permission from your child. You wouldn't ask for permission from your enemy. You wouldn't ask for permission from anybody but somebody that you respect. Not to say you don't respect your child, because you love your child. I just got so much on my mind that I'm trying to convey out there of common sense. We love our children, so we defend our children. We love our families, so we defend our families. We love our nation, so we defend our nations. And if you're standing on moral high ground, then you need to stay there. You need to stand firm for what you believe in, whether it's your spiritual beliefs or whatever. But when you take that moral high ground down to stoop down to the level where you're now propagandizing to everybody else just to get people to believe exactly the way that you believe, and not giving them the opportunity to think for themselves and be free, then you're doing exactly what the masters at the top want. When you're calling each other by labels, the Jew, the black guy, the white guy, the red man, the yellow man, then you're doing exactly what the master wants you to do. When you walk up to the man and you look at him as if he looks just like you, and you treat him like a human being, and you treat him with respect, and he does the same for you, now you're doing what's right. You see what I'm talking about, Justin? This is one heck of a battle that we're up against. This is a spiritual war of epic proportions. It's an information war of epic proportions. It is a literal physical war of epic proportions. Riots over, you know, the thing going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Black Lives Matter, you know. Never mind the fact that somebody may or may not have been a criminal and may or may not have broke the law or may not have attacked somebody. But there's folks on the bandwagon trying to push it as not just a criminal deal or a non-criminal deal, but they're trying to push it as a racial deal. The United States of America supposedly has their first black president, for Pete's sake, but we don't get no credit for that. We don't get no, we've moved forward. We have a black president. We have black leaders. We have black representatives of all different statutes, judges, doctors, lawyers, and so on and so forth, police officers. But we, the people, don't get no credit for that because the mainstream media keeps saying that we're all hateful racist when we're not. I'm not a hateful racist. I can love a black person just like I can love an Indian, just like I can love a Japanese, a Chinese, of all nations, of all religious and non-religious backgrounds. I love everybody because they are human beings and they deserve that. And the only reason why I would have any reason to despise anybody is if I was to see them or have them do evil upon me or somebody else who didn't deserve it. We got to learn how to take care of one another and stop fighting amongst each other and stop allowing these people to send people into our midst and propagandize us. If your spiritual beliefs differ from mine, more power to you. Preach it with respect, and I'll preach mine with respect. Or I'll just live my life and lead by example, and whoever follows, follows. Take that chalkboard of all the things that's happened in the past, and don't paint me with the wide brush. I'm an American. I don't support Satan. I'm an American. I believe in the American dream. I believe in the United States Constitution. We the people. We the people of the world. I'm going to fly my flag if that's all right with you. And I believe you should fly yours if you believe in your country as well. But don't be surprised if you start degrading my American flag or stomping on it or wiping your feet with it or worse. That you're going to hear me stand up and speak out. I'm going to speak out what I believe. I'm going to speak out my truth from my point of view. If it differs from yours, show me where I'm wrong. Show me the facts of everything. If you got proof of aliens, put it on the table. If you got proof there ain't no God, put it on the table. If you got proof the government is corrupt and needs to be addressed, put it on the table. And we'll sit there and we'll debate it respectfully with one another and we will work things out. We will find a solution. But we have to do this together as we the people. Individuals that have done the research, that have the knowledge out there, that know what's going on, need to teach it. The best teacher out there is going to be the best student out there. In order to be able to teach, you need to be able to learn. And not believe that you know everything that there is to know. You need to be able to be flexible enough to be willing to listen to other sides of the story. Zeet says flags are maritime symbols and warning. Well, maybe so. Maybe they are. But here's the thing. I've stood under that American flag since the day I was born. I watched my grandfather go over there and fight the Nazi machine to save people's lives and to keep people from being under a dictator of that caliber. And he raised me up as a patriot. He raised me up under that flag, and he told me about freedom, and he told me about what it was all about, the reason why he did what he did, because he went over there to fight against evil. And we, the people, together would stand against evil. And so to me, I don't see that as an evil symbology. To me, I see that American flag as an idea, as a dream of what could be in this world. And I'd like to see under every flag, you know, the place marker, the street sign. I live on such and such street. This is how you know where I'm at, or, you know, what country I'm from. But I'd like to see pride in the German flag. I'd like to see pride in the Russian flag. I'd like to see pride in the Chinese flag. But what I really like to see, most of all over that, is the people having the pride for the right reason and not living under some communist dictatorship that mistreats children and everyone. You know, groups like the Rothschilds and the Morgans and all that, you can go back in history and you can look at all the crud that they pulled back in the day, fighting over and trying to monopolize all the industries and all that stuff, and you can see all the dirty deeds that they not only done to each other, but they did to other people. The money and power corrupt, and power corrupts absolutely. I'm not taking down my American flag. I'm not allowing them to put a meaning on my American flag that's going to be my last stand, my last great act of defiance, because when they make it illegal, I'm putting it back up for my grandfather and all those veterans out there who fought, not just from my country, but from your countries, fought for what they believed in. Maybe they were wrong. Maybe they were deceived in believing that their patriotism was to protect and serve. But for whatever justification, they believed it. My head hurts too now. I'm going to play us some music.
Survive, hoping that the devil, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
In constant sorrow all through his day. Trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. No pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bear
dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table, and thank you to all the networks out there broadcasting and rebroadcasting, and all the streams that we go on out there, and all the listeners that we have that, you know, have basically honored us with their just listening in, you know. And for those folks that go out and put information in the chat room and pertinent links, you know, thank you as well. This is what makes the dream a possibility, you know. This, when you're living in a society and you hear words such as vagrancy or homelessness or whatever, you know, or they criminalize being homeless without going out there trying to uplift this individual. You know, when you see a man standing on the side of the road who has basically hit his last road where now in order to just try to get some money for food, may or not be just a lazy con artist or going to go out and buy alcohol or drugs. For whatever reason that he's standing there holding that sign up in there, he feels there's a need that he's desperate enough to stand there and hold the sign. You know, we'll work for food or whatever. This shouldn't be in a society such as the one that we have access to. Of all these nations out there and the videos that you see continuously coming on TV about, you know, animals being abused all over the world, you know, people, babies crying, tears in their eyes, laying in the dirt with flies buzzing around their face, you know, big bellies because they ain't got no food in it. When you see the death and destruction continuously being portrayed on the mainstream media and you think that all hope is lost in there, you know, this shouldn't be. We all know it's not right. We can feel it deep down in our souls, our spirits, our whatever you want to call it. Whatever it is that makes you up to be the human that you are, to even care enough to speak out and try to make a difference in this world. This is what we're all talking about. The fact that in any of these communities we have these problems that we need to address that aren't being addressed. If the governments of the world really seriously cared, they would take care of our children. They would take care of our homeless. They would take care of our elderly. They'd take care of our veterans. And then one day, there wouldn't have to be no need for veterans. There wouldn't be nobody out there fighting and killing each other over resources. Money and power is behind every single war out there. Money, power, resources. Somebody wanted to be king, so they decided to go out there and conquer the next nation, and so on and so forth. And it breaks my heart, because even in my own personal book that was told to me as the Holy Bible, as I was listening and listening to every single book of the Bible, I got an audio book and I was listening in on the reading of that, the dramatization of it, and I'm listening in to all the things that were going on inside there. Wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famine, pestilence, murder, beheadings, slaying this guy, smiting that one, and so on and so forth, all the way through the whole entire thing from start all the way up to the New Testament portion. So in that book showed me that all the way through the history of time, from the first murder all the way up to the second murder, to the kings and queens of all the different nations of the world continuously warring against each other, lying and stealing and looting and pillaging and raping and sleeping with their sisters and the beasts of the land. You heard it all. You heard it all in that book. You heard it all in other books. You've seen it all on TV. You've heard it all everywhere. From the time that man first stepped foot on this planet till the present day, evils walk beside. And so this isn't a new story that we're talking about. This isn't a new story. In my book, it tells about hope. When you get up to the New Testament, it starts speaking about Jesus and all that, regardless of whether you thought Jesus was real or not real. That's neither here nor there. It's the story that I'm talking about. The words coming out of that mouth, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Loving thy neighbor, loving thine enemy. There's a whole lot of power in love. A whole lot of power. And sometimes, on the opposite side of the spectrum, people can use love against you because they take and they twist your heart as much as they possibly can to get you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. If the apocalypse came around and your baby was starving to death, would you go out and take another man's life to feed that baby? What would you do in worst case scenario? What kind of evils could you stoop down to defend your nation, to defend your family? And the sickening thing about the whole deal is there was no reason to begin with for anybody to have to do that. If you could go back in time and you could see this world as it was very first created, the beauty that was just in the rocks alone, the clarity of the water, the clarity of the sky, the smell in the air, the freshness of all, it was just beyond all comprehension, just the Garden of Eden, the utopia. And then sin or evil introduced into the world started taking it downhill. You know, you put one rotten apple into a batch of fresh apples, and that one rotten apple will spoil the entire batch. And here we are on a filthy planet, being propagandized by filthy things. We're seeing terrors of ungodly, unimaginable. You know, there's a video out there on YouTube, and I thumbed the video down, and I told him why I thumbed it down, because the guy in there who called himself a Christian was kind of acting out, beheading, you know, and why would you even give these guys a platform? If they're really doing this kind of stuff, then why aren't our army standing them down face to face in between that innocent person and that murderer with the knife? Why would you give them a platform? Why would you glorify them, give them exactly what they want, the fear out there? They want you to revere them. They want you to fear them. They want to know that you are afraid so that you do what they want you to do. You believe as they want you to believe, or you die. This world has more resources, 3/4 covered in water, plenty of land, plenty of food, plenty of everything. That if we, the people out here, took these resources and did what we were supposed to be doing and be good caretakers of one another and the land and the animals, being servants to our communities, we don't need leaders. The proudest man is the man who will willingly serve his own brother, his own sister. The biggest man in my eye is the man who would sacrifice whatever he could to make sure that somebody else was comfortable. Sometimes, a while back, my wife asked me, we were reading a book that, it's the Love Dare book. If you ever haven't checked it out, check it out. It's pretty interesting, but it had a question in there. If you had an opportunity to meet anybody that you respected the most in your community, who would you want to meet? She threw out a couple names. I just said my mom. If I wanted to meet the best person in the world, that in my eyes, the person I revere the most, I want to meet my mom. I've already met my mom. She raised me. She raised me to be what you hear on this radio right now. And so in my eyes, she's my hero. She's the lady that was there through good and bad. That gave me the morals. She gave me my love for myself, my humanity, my family, my friends, my fellow brothers and sisters all over the globe. And she gave me wisdom to know the difference between wrong and right. And I step back and I look out at this world and I see what it could be. And I do believe in the dream. I still believe in the dream. I believe that all men and women are created equal before the eyes of our God, whoever that might be to you. Regardless, somehow or another we got here on this beautiful rock, this beautiful planet. Somehow or another we are all here together. For whatever purpose under the sun, we are here together. And this is our boat flying through space. When the boat sinks, we all sink together. But wisdom. Wisdom is like my stepfather who plants more than he's going to need during the summertime. He plants more than he's going to need and he shares it with his neighbors who in turn share things with him. He's never been in need for food because he lives in a community of farmers who continuously grow all kinds of stuff and they share it with each other and they share it with the communities, the outlying communities. They take it to markets and they make a few dollars. But either way, it is the horn of plenty, so to speak. I mean, it just overflows with more food than they can control. I'm sad about your mom there, Barry. That's a terrible thing. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to lose my mom. And I'm sure your mom was a wonderful soul as well. You gotta love your family, folks. You gotta love your friends. When your friends come over to your house, the first thing you want to do is give them a hug. When your friends leave the house, the last thing you want to do is give them a hug. You want to tell your brothers and sisters what's on your mind, that you love them while you have the opportunity, because no man is promised today and no man is promised tomorrow. And we don't know from one minute to the next when we're going to lose a good soul out here. Barry says a big piece of his life went missing. I can understand. I didn't lose my mom, but I lost my family members. And there were things that I wanted to say to them before they left that I took for granted that they were always going to be there, because they always were. And then suddenly, without warning, they were gone. And it ripped a hole in my heart. It ripped a hole in my soul to know that my last words may or may not have been good. But you see that what's coming out here is we the people. These are people seeing from their side of the fence over there in Ireland and Scotland and Germany and Canada and America. These are people that are so far apart physically, but they still are so close together spiritually. This is what I'm trying to point out to everybody. That the power is indeed in us. The power is in our love. The power is in us believing in one another. And the power is in our wisdom, our spoken words, our actions. The power of the pen. You can write a letter, or you can sling a bullet. I hope you understand what that means. You can either wield the sword of truth and justice for all, or you can speak that sword. You would be surprised at how much better this world could be if everybody understood. If everybody understood the words coming out of their mouth, if everybody understood. Stone Lee said, "I love evil to death." And Puzzle Berry says, "It's hard to love and forgive those who have harmed you, but I have. You know, my Bible talks about forgiveness. It talks about loving thine enemy. It talks about turning the other cheek. Now, some folks out there say, well, you know, I'm sick and tired of turning the other cheek. I'm sure you are. So am I. We got to teach our children. We got to teach our children about love. We got to teach our children about decency and respect for one another. We've got to do what we know in our heart to be right. We've got to keep Awake Radio alive. We've got to keep Shaziz Radio alive. Tina Sora Radio. 1800 Online. TCT Radio. Scottish Sovereigns on the Land. We've got to keep this alive. I would give away everything I had if it would keep this alive. If you can support these groups in any form or fashion, you know, scroll down on all the different websites. Go check them out. There's a underneath the Awake Radio, there's a click here for other radio stations. If you don't like what you're hearing on this one, go click on another one. On all these websites, they're the Revolution Green Fund for a 3D printer. They're trying to help people out, help researchers out. The TeslaMaker.com, he's making stuff in alternative energy. Roxby Health Supply, world-class natural health care. Open Range Fellowship out there. You got John Soul Glide's ministry there. But there's links all over this place. I always put everything I could put on here that I think would do anything to throw a positive pebble in any direction to making this world a better place. But it's we, the people, that put those together. My friend Cultus and his friend put that together. My friend Steve out there somewhere in the world, he helped build this website. There's so many people that came together to make this all happen, all the way down to the folks that loaded the encoders on the software. everything from the networks, from TNS Radio to MSI Radio to Wake Radio to No Borders Radio, TNSR Radio 1800 online, TCT, and Scotty Sovereign's On the Land, and so many more. Those people behind that dream, those people that kept these sites going and these chat rooms up here, those to me are the best of the best of this world that we live in. They didn't do it for fame or fortune. They didn't do it for notoriety. They did it out of love and out of concern for their fellow man. That's why we do what we do here. That is our mission. Go over and check out the Knights of the Roundtable podcast page. Just look around. Look at the pictures. Look at the words. Get on there on ShazizRadio.com and see if you can see anything hateful to anybody. Go over to the Wake Radio and try to find the same thing. Go to No Borders. Go jump in their chat rooms, socialize with them, say hi. Meet new friends from around the world. Here on the internet, you're going to meet some crazy people. You're going to meet some awesome people. You're going to meet some people that you would consider to be totally off their gourd. It's all the world. It's all the world. I met my friend Justin here, one of the Knights of the Round Table. A lot of people didn't understand him. A lot of people didn't understand what he's trying to say. But he's a decent soul that's a family man, loves his kid. He's trying to do something right, just like everybody else. My friend Muddy out there got a heart of gold. Steve and all these folks out here. We do what we do because we believe in the opportunities that we could bring about a better world. We the people's type of world. Stephen types in, he said, they make the state their parents so our children do not respect our values or our opinions. Yes, all part of the underlying plan, the evil that is to keep us divided and conquered. Get our kids to turn us into the police. Get the kids to go in the rooms and take their parents' weapons, which a child shouldn't even know where the weapon is to begin with. But even at that, even if the parent decides to have a weapon in their house for protection, a teacher to tell a child to go get that weapon and bring it to school. There's actually a video out there on that. These folks out there think the ends justify the means. They think they are so much wiser than you. They believe themselves to be able to raise your children better than you. Well, the track record, it's like the man behind the doggone drone, the remote control drone that's going over there blowing stuff up. He's watching via camera. It's a video game to him. On the other side of that bomb isn't a video game. It's death and destruction in reality for somebody who's losing somebody they love. Were that to be in your neighborhood, or his neighborhood, and the shoe was on the other foot, it'd be a terrible thing for them. Right now, it's a terrible thing for us to even have to hear it, to witness. We must stand against all evils of all nations. We must stand together as human beings for the better of all mankind. We can't lay down to evil. Nowhere in my book of faith does it say to lay down to evil, to sit there and let Satan win or beat you up. And maybe my book's the wrong book. But that's the journey I'm on at the moment. And so far it works for me. Whatever journey you're on, I hope it works for you. And I hope that you're not deceived into believing something that's not true. Until I have 150,000% proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, I won't tell you what I believe. I won't try to force you to believe it. We got to keep this ball rolling. We got to keep the Knights of the Round Table. We need more Knights of the Round Table. We need a youth Knights of the Round Table. We need more people on the radio shouting it from every end of the mountain. We need people to understand before they put the dollar in the other man's hand where that money's going to go. There's a drug community out there. You give that man the money, you get the drugs, you get all high, and you go out and you do all kinds of crazy stuff on your own. And then that man goes over there and he's got power in his community because he's the richest drug lord in that community. And then drug lord against drug lord start to fight, and innocent individuals get caught in the crosshairs. But you bought it. And they're going to continue to take your money. They're going to continue to do what's what. Just like all these companies out there. They're going to take your money. They're going to do whatever they can to make their money stack as high as they can. They're going to do whatever dirty deed under the table, behind the scenes, and they're going to pollute wherever they can, whenever they can, because they can. So with all the brilliant minds out here researching into all the things behind the scenes, when you go out there to teach it, when you go out there to show the world the truth, you show them in a manner in which they don't even know they're being taught. They believe it is their idea to go out there and research even harder. And you don't give the enemy the opportunity to convince everybody that you're a nutcase. He's just a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory. Never mind the fact it's not tinfoil, it's aluminum foil, for Pete's sake, know your materials. But on one hand, they propagandize you into going to war, and on the other hand, they should point out corruption on one side or corruption on the other side, and then they turn around and try to make you look crazy for trying to point it out to somebody else. If you don't know who the beast is, how can you fight against him? In Revelation 13:18, in that book right there, it says, "Let he who hath understanding count the number of the beast." It shows the number in there. That's the number of a man. Do calculations. Do the math. Figure it out. Figure out what this WWW is out here, this World Wide Web. What all companies are behind. Where's all this information going? Everything that I'm saying right now, who's recording it? TSA, NSA, FBI? Will they be kicking my door down because I no longer have the freedom of speech? Will they be telling me I got to take my American flag down or go to jail? Will they be dragging me out and burning my Bible in front of me and telling me you can no longer believe? Will they be cutting my head off? In other nations, the news tell us that there's beheadings going on. That there's people, Christians, having their heads chopped off. Muslims who don't believe exactly the way the other Muslims, having their heads chopped off. Is this real? This book said so. Said that in the last days that Christians would be persecuted. And maybe the Muslim book says the same thing. Maybe the Buddhist book or whatever, I don't know. All I know is for whatever reason we're being told all this in this information. We are being told and propagandized and fear-mongered on epic scale of promote. They're promoting everything under the sun, every type of sickness. Out there trying to weaponize bacteria for Pete's sake. Guys like Bill Gates talking about depopulating the planet via vaccines. And then you're a nut for pointing it out. The old Agenda 21, you know, you're a nut for pointing it out. Hey, take the microchip in your hand. It's all good because you can start your car with that. You can get into the doggone movie theater. You can go through the airport without being molested by some TSA agent. You don't have to be groped as long as you got the chip because we know who you are. We know you're a good person. Take the mark. Take the chip in your hand. Go to the grocery store. Put everything in your pocket. Don't even use a basket. Just load it up in your pocket and walk out the door because we know who you are. You're good. Everyone else we're going to frisk down. Is that not an Orwellian vision of what we see going on? Is that not it? So crazy. All I can say to each and every individual out there is keep fighting the good fight. And if you believe in the dream, get out there on your Facebook and tell people, come over here to Awake Radio. If you don't like Awake Radio, go over to No Borders Radio. If you don't like them, come over to Shaziz Radio. Go over to TCT. Bring your friends, your everybody here. And listen, let them listen to the words that we're speaking together. You might just find out that more people agree with you than agree with the so-called elitist of the world. If you're into the save the planet, then back your alternative energy researcher. Back your doggone alternative medicine. Back them financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, however you can back them, back them. Back them by posting a link. Back them by telling somebody. Take care of one another. Protect your neighbor as if your neighbor was your own family, because he is. Your neighbor, he or she, however much you may or may not like them, may seriously mean the difference between survival and not. They want to collapse our economy is what we hear. They want to get us in World War III. They want to get, there's a pole shift going on. There's Planet X coming in to smash us. There's doomsday scenarios out the freaking eyeball. Yet look around you and everybody's just walking around as if it doesn't mean nothing. Hey, I'm not going to worry about it. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Today's today. I'm living for today. Whatever happens, happens. In my book, I'm told everything's going to be all right. No matter how rough it gets, I'm told as long as I stay fast in my belief. As long as I don't take the mark. As long as I try to be the good person that I can. Everything's going to be all right. I want you to be all right, too. I want your family to be all right. And I hope that wherever we all stand at the end of this all, that we're all standing on the right side of the fence and we all go to heaven together. Or we all just go quietly and silently, peacefully into the night together. If we're going to die together, let us die together in love, not war. Let us die together in peace, not hate. if we all got to go into the night, let us go together as brothers and sisters. My book speaks of a Savior. And my book's right. The times that we live in right now are the times foretold in the last book of the Bible, Revelations. Wars, rumors of wars, plagues, famines, pestilence. It's all there. And I don't know. All I know is what information I've gathered throughout my entire life. All I know is the words that I speak. That no man know the time or day, it come like a thief in the night. So with that said, I don't know when. I don't want to live my life in fear. But I also don't want to go blindly into the future, knowing that if I don't speak now, that there those who come after me will have to suffer through the things that we've seen. Some of you have lost your family members due to sickness or war. I believe that this is the time that all the people who are awakening, I believe this is the time that everyone's standing up and saying enough is enough. Enough of the death, enough of the destruction, enough of the fear, enough of the evil. I believe that you, listening right now, are literally standing up saying enough is enough. Stop feeding the beast. Stop feeding the beast and it'll die. There is no weapon on this planet more powerful than love. You live your life like that. You lead by that example. And you will throw that positive pebble into the pond. You'll send those ripples out to all your brothers and sisters in every nation. And you let your wisdom be that lighthouse on the stormy seas in the night. You let your actions prove your words. You let the spirit that is you bring about the change that you dream about. From whatever your background is, from whatever your racial heritage, from whatever land. Doesn't matter how we got here. What matters is where we're going. And humanity can spend the rest of its existence fighting amongst each other. We can spend the rest of our time hating one another, arguing, disagreeing, despising each other. And we can take all the gifts and all the talents that we've been given, and instead of squandering those for greed, we use them for good. There's a whole lot of power in your being able to play a piano, being able to play in a guitar, to being able to sing. There's a whole lot of power in your skill as a craftsman, as a mechanic. The talents, the gifts that you've got, the knowledge in your mind, is part of that machine, that gear that makes the clock turn. There's not one worthless individual on this entire planet. Not one worthless soul. And if they're in the darkness, they'll reach your hand out there. Risk getting that hand bit off just to pull them into the light. Because that's what makes you human. We can do so much when we work together. You've seen what armies can do. You've seen the waste. An army can go into a land and lay waste to everything. What about an army filled with love? What about a world army filled with love? Could you imagine the power of that army? Just think about it. Justin, are you still there, brother? Cut your microphone off. I think I might have lost Justin. Either way, folks, I want you to be part of the Knights of the Round Table. I want you to be an honorary Knight of the Round Table. Just show up in the chat room, be an honorary Knight of the Round Table. Post links like D-Programma does in there, and Puzzle Barry and Stephen Gibbons and all the other wonderful souls. Sister Tracy, I think I saw up in there earlier too. Sky Street. Those are the Knights of the Round Table. You know. How you doing, Barry? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bud. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Have you been listening in?
Yeah, I've been listening in. I've still got it actually playing in the background here. I'm just going to eliminate it.
Well, we're down to the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I always make it a point. I kind of fucked in again this morning. I don't know, my clock seems to have changed here in the last week, but normally I'm up a little earlier, but I only got to listen to the last hour here. She was, I'd get my coffee in me before I even think about saying anything on the radio. get the lips moving, but man, you're hitting some awfully good points today, buddy. You're taking the words right out of my mouth.
I'm just trying to throw my positive pebbles out there, brother. Doesn't make
I honestly believe that's all we can do at this point in history, because I honestly believe what's going to be is going to be. I know that we might share a slight different opinion on that, but I believe what is written is going to come to pass. But it's kind of like cut and dry in my life. And I know what's coming. And you know what? For the human race, it isn't pretty, should it? But all we can do at this point, I feel, is just make people aware of what we think and what we feel and what we believe. And what people do with it, that's up to them. But we really are in a very, very precarious time in human history. So we see acceleration of events around this planet, should it? That I'm sitting here dumbfounded some days at what I see going on. Just the acceleration that seems to be coming on at light speed right now. You see all kinds of things falling together right now that are supporting each other, even though they don't look like they're supporting each other, that they are supporting each other. It's like what I call my show, too. It really seems to be very relevant right now that a lot of pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And, you know, society as a general population don't recognize these pieces, because they're just little things, but when you put them all together, they make a picture. And that's what I really see happening right now in the world. But we are in some interesting times.
Well, I'm kind of like this. I see portions of the world heading in the right direction, and I'm behind that old jalopy, you know, that old Model T or whatever, and I'm pushing because I want to make sure that if this thing does run out of gas, it keeps going forward, you know. And so, in my sort of crazy way, I'm just trying to keep everybody focused. Hey, look, you know, there are issues out there. We need to address these issues. We got to do them with wisdom. You know, I kind of like to use this deal about, you know, there's this wolf and he's telling all this flock of sheep, hey, you know, come on up here in the cave, you know, and we'll have dinner. Me and guys like you are stepping back and we're saying, you know, hold on a second. Let's analyze what he just said here. He said, we're going to go in and have dinner, but he doesn't necessarily point out what's going to be on the menu. Before, let's ask the question to the man before, or the wolf before we go in there, you know, what exactly is on the menu, Mr. Wolf, before we make our choice? You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and it's these people are going in the cave, yet they know it's a wolf. A wolf is a wolf, right?
Yeah, all they can see is the word dinner. He's saying, we're going in for dinner.
You can put lipstick on the wolf, but it's still a wolf, you know?
Yeah.
And if I was a lamb, I think I'd be a little leery about hanging out with a wolf, especially if he was offering me a place of condolence. Like we see the U.S. government preparing to off the American people right now with their FEMA camps and everything else they're doing.
Chances are,
be prepared, man. Be prepared. The enemy is not over the seas, man. He's not over there in Europe. He's not in Asia. He's not a terrorist hiding in the cave. It's your government.
Chances are, that wolf is looking at you licking his lips. He's got other ideas than what you got.
Well, slowly but surely, if we don't see it a lot, that wolf has slowly been building little fences around us, and, you know, one over there, one over here, one over there, and all of a sudden we can't run in every direction that we used to be able to run in, or we didn't have the freedoms to go in directions that we used to have, because finally he's building these fences. That's exactly what they're doing, shouldn't it? In a nutshell, every time they make a law, it takes away your freedoms. Every time they do something, it is an attack on the Constitution of the United States of America. We really, as the human race, I feel, have to become educated, have to become understanding of our rights, our God-given rights as human beings on this planet. And I honestly, I'm starting to apply this in my own life, where I've started to read the Charter of Rights and Freedom in Canada, and I'm starting to understand how they've manipulated so many laws and how I can actually stand up against them and use this charter in a court of law. And I'm getting close to going to that point right now, so is my son. And I'm saying to people, man, there's so many things you can do by getting a little bit of education about your rights, about what the Constitution says, what they are doing and how they're manipulating it, and how we can stand up against it. It's an incredible tool. It really is.
I agree.
I kind of urge people to really, at this point, you know, we see ourselves overwhelmed with so many things going on, and we're sitting there going, well, what can we do? What can we do? And we're in a state of disarray. Nobody really knows what to think anymore. People are so scared. So in fear, we see the economy starting to collapse right now. People are becoming aware of that. I mean, if economies are collapsing worldwide right now, then anybody that really has a good look at it and understands what's going on inside world economies would probably agree with me that they're very, very volatile right now. We see Britain pulling away from the dollar. We see China. We see Russia pulling away from the U.S. dollar. The collapse of the U.S. dollar, I believe, is inevitable. I was listening to Max Kaiser and Gerald Plenty this week talking on their shows, and I have a lot of respect for what those gentlemen say, and they're screaming at the top of their lungs right now, that we are really in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And it would take nothing more than a little tiny pinprick for the whole balloon to blow up.
Well, we're like really seriously down to the wire, man. Wish you could have gotten your hair a bit earlier. But two stories in history come to mind, Paul Revere and the boy who cried wolf. We need to be the Paul Revere's of this time right now. And, you know, he run around hollering, the British are coming, the British are coming. Well, the evil's coming right now. But we also, like you pointed out, we got to point out the fact that there are solutions that if you have the knowledge, you can beat them at their own doggone game. And so, you know, with that said, learning things about bartering and all that kind of stuff, you know, there's other ways besides money system that we can keep the peace when all heck breaks loose. So, you see what I'm saying?
I agree. I say to people, look in the mirror and find the will to stand up for what's going on. Because we have to. We have no choice right now. If we do not stand up for what's going on right now, guys, we are going to have to look our children in the face in a camp while we're saluting and watch them be either destroyed or abused, things that we don't even want to think about should there's going on in our world. And
yeah,
I don't want to get into that rabbit hole, but I'm saying to people right now that we cannot sit still. We cannot sit back and watch it happen. We have to stand up for this. We have to take every weapon that you can possibly think of in your world and use it against what's happening to us right now. Amen.
Brother. I agree. And, you know, with that said, everybody, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. And look, we got to keep the ball rolling. We got to keep educating the people and being respectful to one another. We don't always have to agree. We can always agree to disagree in a respectful manner and move on towards positive solutions and positive pebbles in this pond. Whatever we do, we need to do it out of love and respect and knowledge and truth. And we need to keep the ball rolling. What more can you say? So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, get on up out of here. But anyway, if you folks out there listening in, you believe in what it is that we're trying to accomplish here, go over there and support my friend Barry and his information and people over there on Awake Radio and No Borders and TCT and 1800 Online, Scotty Sovereigns Online. Support those individuals. Do whatever you can to either pitch in and help them out, keep the ball rolling, throw them a couple pennies here in the bucket or whatever. Do whatever you can. Support the links or whatever. Just support one another. That's the only way we're going to get through this mess. And if all heck breaks loose, I feel confident in Barry's neighborhood, there's going to be at least one wise individual there.
Just I broadcast at 8:03 p.m. Pacific on Shake and Wake, and I have a Dr. David Elton, a David Bruce Allen joining me today, one of the leaders in the world in the medical marijuana movement.
Cool.
So tune in folks, 3 p.m. Pacific, if you want to hear the doctor talk.
Go over there
Thanks.
And listen to
Thanks,
him.
Jesus.
Tell everybody over at Shake and Wake I said hi.
We will.
Peace and love and all that.
Hi from everybody from Shake and Wake to you guys.
All right. Well, anyway, we're running over time. Sorry for the new host out there. Play us our outro there. You've been listening to Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur.
That is why I'm your king. Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot! Camelot! Camelot!
It's only a model.
Shh! Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to... Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines, we call the scenes, we put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam art. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off from bad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
Thank you.
have to push the pram a lot.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Ho, ho, ho! King Shaziz the Terrible! Always looking Shaziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table!